Today in Alabama Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, in light of the Gulf oil spill and its effects on some of the marshes and coastlands, Alabama NRCS is part of a new initiative designed to work with producers in order to manage portions of their land to provide additional food and habitat for the more than 50 million migratory birds that will be traveling south in the coming months.
It's a new program now coming out called the Migratory Bird Habitat Initiative.
That's state conservationist Dr. Bill Puckett, who says there are 8 states involved in the effort, including the coastal states of Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, but he says it also encompasses Georgia, Arkansas, and Missouri.
And people say, well, why that? Well, what you're looking at flyways. So you're looking at the Mississippi Flyway, obviously coming down the Mississippi River, and then the Atlantic Flyway coming in from the east. And we'll have the eastern part of Alabama, 3 counties along the Chattahoochee River going into Florida that do get some of the migratory waterfowl that comes in on the Atlantic Flyway. And on the west side of the state, we'll be looking at Mobile and Baldwin counties, our high priority counties, obviously. Those are ones adjacent to the coast. But then if you go up the Alabama and Tom Bigby waterways up to about I-20 or so, that's what we're looking at as a second priority for creating this shallow water habitat for these birds.
And those secondary priority counties include Autauga, Barber, Butler, Choctaw, Clark, Conecuh, Dallas, Escambia, Greene, Hale, Henry, Houston, Lowndes, Marengo, Monroe, Montgomery, Perry, Pickens, Sumter, Washington, and Wilcox. Alabama is receiving approximately $3 million for the initiative, with $2 million focused on enrolling catfish ponds for conversion in Dallas, Greene, Hale, Marengo, Perry, Pickens, and Sumter counties.
To look at existing catfish ponds that can be retrofitted to create the type of habitat that these birds need, mud flats, shallow water habitat, etc.
The batching deadline for this initiative is August 2nd, so visit your local NRCS field office for more information. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.